Good evening, good evening. How is everybody doing tonight? Y'all ready to praise the Lord? Amen, yes. Well, tonight we have Bishop Natuka with us from Nairobi, Africa. So we're excited that he is with us tonight. So Phil's downstairs with him getting ready, you know, going through that thing they do, whatever they do down there. I don't know, because I'm always up here. With these days, I'm going to sneak down and see what they're doing down there. But I just want to welcome y'all to Only Believe Ministries here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Amen. I'm being quiet, and I'm kind of, because I'm starting to sense the Lord starting to move already. Starting to feel like there's something specific he wants to do for somebody in here tonight. Listen, I don't know where you're at. I don't know what's going on with you. But I'm telling you, as we worship the Lord, you reach out to him. Despite whatever's going on around you, just reach out to him. Amen? And I promise you, you'll feel peace. He is your Prince of Peace. Amen?
Amen?
He is the Prince of Peace. And I'm telling you, when we run to him, when we focus on him, when we worship him in the midst of everything, everything around us can't help but to start to turn around. Amen? Amen. So we're going to start worship tonight. So if you'll stand with us, Father, we just come before you. And Lord, we just give you this night. We just open this atmosphere up for you to do what you want to do. Holy Spirit, come. Come into this place. Come into this place and to each person that's in here. Father, we bind anything that would cause somebody to not be able to focus on you. Lord, we bind the enemy's distractions off of everybody right now. In Jesus' name, and we release freedom in this place to worship you, Lord God. Freedom in this place to look to you, to trust you. Lord, we don't care what people think to the left or to the right of us. We're going to worship you. We're going to raise our hands. We're going to shout to the Lord. We're going to clap our hands. We're going to sing. We're going to jump. We're going to dance. We're going to give it to you, Lord, because you are worthy. You are worthy. Lord, we give you honor tonight. Hallelujah.
This is how I fight my battles.
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 But I'm how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Thank you. This thing God never fails. You're not failing me now. You won't fail me now. You're waiting. This thing God was never late. It's working on me.
Oh, Lord.
love this song. I count on one thing. The same God that never fails will not fail me. He won't fail you. Amen. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you.
Hallelujah.
Listen, no matter where you're at, he says, and I even heard this last night, but if I made my bed in hell,
Absolutely.
He'd come after me.
Amen. Absolutely.
Listen, there's nothing that you've done is so far out
come on.
That God can't bring you back in.
Come on. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
A simple prayer of repentance.
Praise
God is right there. Right there. Grabbing you back up. Scooping you up. Just like a little child that's trying to walk and falls down. We don't penalize them for the rest of their life and say, oh, you didn't get it. I'm just going to let you lay there. Do we? No, what do? We go over and we scoop that baby up.
Amen.
And we love on that baby and love them past their hurt.
Amen.
And then what do? We know they just got hurt doing it. We don't care. Why? Because we're to teach that baby something.
Mm-hmm.
And we put that baby right back down and say, walk.
Amen.
That's what God does with us.
Amen. Praise God.
He doesn't hold anything against us.
Amen.
He doesn't say, I'm never going to trust you again. I'm going to hold you here forever and not let you go do anything. He says, no, I'm going to heal you up. And let you know that I love you. He's going to put you down. He's going to say, now walk.
Amen.
Because what do when we let our kids walk?
Amen.
Listen, if they're just newly walking, we're right behind them.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Yep.
Like, we want them to walk, but we don't want them to get hurt.
Hallelujah.
Amen? And we're just mere men. And we're walking right behind them. And if they go to stumble, if they go to fall, we'll pick them up. We'll grab them up so that no harm comes to them. Listen, you trust in your God, and he's going to be walking right behind you. Amen?
Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen?
Amen.
You know, I feel like for some of us that's been at this for a while, some of you have your hopes way up. And I'm glad you do. Keep your hopes way up. But I want you to know something, that when Regina and I was transitioning from being broken and poor and busted, you know, we tried for some things. We tried to get cars and we didn't get them the first time. Hallelujah. We tried to go buy this or borrow that, or we'd go from this place to that place and we'd think we were ready. And God loved us. And God had a future for us.
Amen.
But sometimes we step from here and we want to step to there. And I want you to step to there. But I also want you to know that there is a seed time and a harvest. And those who are faithful over little, depending on how we check their attitude at the little,
yes,
that's a part of making them faithful and ruler over much. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you.
Amen.
We need to dig in. And I've told you, get your faith and your expectations way up.
Amen.
Especially if you got someone that you're believing gets saved, get your faith up. You believing to do something, you believing to, man, I've just heard reports of people that are getting jobs and making transitions to different stuff. Get your faith high.
Come on.
But keep the humility to know that just because you thought something was perfectly laid out, some adjustments might happen. Amen.
Amen. You know, baby, I think that there's some people that he might be able to take a huge step, but with
yes.
me and you, he had to take little steps.
Baby steps. Praise
he had to take little steps. He had to make sure we could handle that level he gave us.
Yep. Amen.
Or he gave us another level.
Absolutely.
And I think about the time that you talk about trying to get a car. We didn't even have a car at one point.
Yep. Amen.
We walked everywhere we went to the grocery store, and we're not talking the grocery store. It was around
and
the
you
corner.
Looked good while you were walking, baby.
I was much skinnier then. Yeah, I agree.
But you looked even better in a car.
Maybe that walking made me a little bit more skinnier, but no, like I do remember, like when we think about where we've come from and what God has done, and I understand more now than I did then, because before I would say, God, why is this so hard? Why isn't this coming? We've asked you for this. Why isn't? You know, you always ask God why in the rough times. But now that I'm past that rough time, I'm not saying there's not going to be more to come, because the word Amen. Says that, oh, what's that? Oh, I know it. I just can't think of it.
Amen.
We will have lots of
tribulation.
Yes. That's not the word I was looking for.
But the many are the afflictions
of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of all.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I was looking for. But anyway, I look back and I say, Lord, I see what you did. I see how we responded wrongly, and how it when we responded wrongly, It made it worse for us.
Amen.
Because we tried to walk in our own way. Mm-hmm. Even when we would get something that we thought was the Lord, but he had never put his stamp of approval on it, it would turn
well,
out
hallelujah.
Not well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But when we chose to go his way, I see the blessing in every step of it and the lessons that he taught us how to trust him in all things.
Amen.
How to be obedient to his word, even when we didn't understand it, even if it didn't make sense. Even if we didn't like the direction sometimes, but being obedient to his word led to the blessing.
Amen. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Am I considering you a blessing today?
Yes, I'm your blessing, even if I didn't do everything you wanted me to today. Say hallelujah.
We have to take this day to day.
Yeah. Maybe this is a day where God was trying to get you to flex in the more long-suffering. Praise God. Maybe today God was trying to get you more patient. Hallelujah. Or maybe today I missed the mark.
I'm patient right now.
And you have to, deal with me.
I'm standing still and my hand is right there. I'm being patient.
Amen.
Although Bishop did tell me to cane him earlier.
Yes, he did. Even Bishop.
Yes.
Even Bishop.
He got on Bishop's nerves.
Men. Can I remind you of the man code? Even if we're outnumbered by two women against two men. Did you catch that? I said, even if we're outnumbered by two women and two men, men are supposed to side with each other.
Unless they act up and then you cane them.
But I guess Holy Ghost wisdom could help you.
We're just kidding, live stream.
I guess Holy Ghost wisdom could give him discernment and say, this boy's fighting a losing battle and I enjoyed it with him.
Amen.
But at any rate, Bishop decided with Miss Pastor Regina today that I needed to be caned. And that's a little different process here in America than in Kenya than what it is here. Yeah, to be spanked. Yeah, that's right. Not caned.
Spunked.
Not caned, but spunked.
Picking up the,
spunked. I was allowed to be spunked.
Spanked.
Not caned. Caning is a pretty serious process. Hallelujah. But anyway, spanking.
Even though
or caning,
we agreed that caning might want need what he what takes.
Don't be looking like you agree with that. Hallelujah. But anyhow, spanking or caning, I said, oh Lord, okay, maybe if a voice comes all the way from Africa to tell me, maybe I better adjust a little bit.
Amen. No, we're just playing. Of course, kids, we don't spank. I wouldn't spank or cane him.
Would you give me a kiss?
Not right now.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Okay. We want to welcome the live streamers. Yes. We're glad you're with us.
Yes, God
we've
bless
gone
you.
We've Facebook Lives, and we've got some very faithful men that have been here each Thursday night for the last several, trying to help us get that sound worked out. So we're hoping that we're all good. Awesome. I'm getting a thumbs up from Andrew and Trey.
Hallelujah.
And Larry, praise God. I'm thinking that our sound is good. So welcome. We're glad you're here. We're hoping that you'll be able to make it in here and see us. Amen.
Amen.
But
amen.
Most of all, we're hoping that the Lord reaches out through even Facebook Live today.
Amen.
And touches you at the situation that you're at right now. Amen.
By the way, did you say hi to Larry and Andrew?
I don't think I did when I came
in. Hey, guys, wave at us. Larry and Andrew, wave at us back there. Hey, those guys are from the Botkins campus, but they help us with our sound and stuff when we do something new, and they're already busy, so we do appreciate you guys coming over. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And they're paid well to support us. They might get a piece of chicken or something, hallelujah. But they are really sowing into us, and we appreciate that.
Well, you know what? We have a family of faith within our campuses.
Yep.
And I just want you to know that our pastor, your apostle, they believe in us so much. They're excited about what's going on. They're excited about the building. We're going to load up the church van on Monday, and our staff meeting is going to be held in the van on the way here, and then the staff is going to get out and pray over the building and over the land because they believe in you. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
God's doing over here. So I thought that was exciting.
Now, I want you to know something, too. We didn't ask them to do
that. No, we did not. That wasn't even my idea. They brought it up to us.
We didn't ask them. The people in Botkins, Ohio, came and said, hey, we've been praying for you guys and praying, and we had this thought that maybe we could just have the meeting we do and travel over there because we just want to. It's one thing for us to pray here, But they want to come over and be a part of the Church of the Second Mile. So they're putting in the extra effort of coming over here to pray at our new facility for us because they believe in you. Amen.
Yeah, I think Pastor Tim thinks he's getting fed too, and that's kind of his incentive to come.
Tell him he can get my free food, my free meal. You know what that is. He can get all he wants. No, I'm just kidding.
Amen.
I'm just teasing. Okay, well, we're going to let the children go to Children's Church. And I don't know how this has been happening, but throughout this year, we keep having supernatural moments where we get guests coming in on a shorter notice than we normally would to advertise. So here's one thing that's powerful. You know, this Saturday, we're going to meet out at the new land, and we're going to do our evangelistic planning prayer session for our first, from now to the till it gets cold and beyond. We're going to be doing some outreaches right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. And I told you before that we like to go around the world, but we have a missions field right here.
Yes.
But I think that it's amazing that tonight, we are going to get ministered to by our Kenya connection for the Crusades that we have now been doing for years. And so this is Bishop Nyatuka and his dear wife, First Lady Pauline. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I want you to know that I told you this story one time about a man that has given away Mercedes and given away churches and went and started from ground zero. And that man is with us tonight. I want you to know something, that he has several hundred churches in Kenya that he's responsible for. And I want you to know that this is a man that, though his name is known all over Kenya, when I go to a crusade site, he's not up in some luxury hotel in Kenya. I told him one time, Bishop, I got to see where you stay. He said, no. He said, come on. And we didn't go down the road in some fancy car. We didn't go to the Hyatt, because there's a Hyatt around there and all these fancy hotels. But this man right here went right around the corner, and we went to a room that might have been as big as the stage. Bathroom, bed, and everything right there. And I said, Bishop, what are you doing staying here? He said, oh, Philip, I got to be here where the work is. I got to be here where the people are. And then I came to the crusade site early, and guess what I caught him doing? Sweeping. He was sweeping up outside, getting the crusade site ready. And then that night, he's up on the stage with his suit on, tie, looking good, with literally about 40, 50,000 people out there that night. So, you know, I remember when we first came here, you know, and we'd go downstairs and I'd help pull out the old refrigerators and the old stuff here. People would say, hey, why are you doing that? I'm just doing it because that's who we are. That's who I am. So I love you and I believe in you. And if you ever catch me doing something, it is not because I don't trust you or don't believe in you. It's because sometimes it's just who we are. Amen? And we just want you to know that even though we might be leaders, at the same time, we have the heart you have. I remember when Regina and I first went to church, we would get to church at 8 o'clock in the morning for a 10 o'clock church service. And would we be praying? Absolutely. But at that time, we prayed as we folded out every chair. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. And we would pray while we folded up every chair. Then we'd pray and tell everybody bye. And then we'd pray as we folded every other chair up, because we couldn't even keep our chairs out at that time. So when I talk to you about faith and about life, I'm telling you, we need to reverence what God does for us. So tonight, we have a man that literally is responsible for millions of souls being saved in his nation. And thank God we get the chance to support that. But also tell you that he is here, and they've been to America lots of times. They've been, but this is the first time that they've got to be together with us here in Ohio, and I think it's significant. I don't think it's by happenstance that we're doing our first next big outreach event that we're planning and getting prepared for to announce after we pray on the new land Saturday. And I don't think it's amazing that this man that has evangelized his entire nation, didn't you give a Mercedes away before? You gave a church away, didn't you? With many, many people in it. Mama, am I lying? And you, Mama didn't say this, but she's probably thinking, what in the world? We've built all this. And he said, I know. He said, come on. We've got to go where God's told us. And started from ground zero, didn't you? Amen, amen. So this is going to be a night of really reverence and really God putting something in you. So we're going to receive our normal tithe and offering. And basically, this is my tithe and offering message. I ain't preaching at you. We're just going to receive our normal tithes and offering. And then later in the service, and Bishop may want to pray for you guys, but in the service later, we're going to take up an offering for them. And then, praise God, we'll just see what the Lord does tonight. Amen? Does that sound okay? I'm glad you said yes, but sometimes I got to tell you. That I might be asking just to make you feel good, because this is where we're at, this is what we got, and this is what God's going to do. Amen? In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your blessing upon your people tonight, Father. Lord, I believe that every single person here, God, long-termer, visitor, new to the family of faith, God, every person is divinely here by your ordained moment for their life, Father. Now, Lord, I just thank you, God, as people by faith, Christians and mature people that know in their own heart why they tithe, why they give offerings, Lord. Lord, people that may be naming something as they released an act of faith that they need from you, Lord. I thank you, God, that you will prove yourself to them, Father. Lord, you will rebuke the devourer on their behalf, and God, you will take what they give you and you'll cause it, God, to open the windows of heaven, to be multiplied, to be pressed down, to be shaken together, to do more than just meet their needs, but go exceedingly abundantly. And Lord, we declare your goodness and your glory, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. And remember, if you just have one offering tonight, we are going to take up an offering for Bishop later on in the service. Hallelujah. I do want to just tell you an insightful little thing, and I'll probably talk about this more on Sunday, but I want you to know something, that on Sunday I'm going to be telling you about some major scams on the internet. And I'm going to tell you about that stuff because sometimes as Christians, we can let our faith run too far. And I know some Christians that have been getting scammed because of goofy stuff on the internet. So I'm just going to bring that up to you. But I'm also going to give you training from every now and then. You know, we're talking about fasting, but we're also talking about this physical being. And I know that none of you are involved in any of these things I'm going to talk to you about tonight. Not a one of you, hallelujah, because this is not common stuff for people of the faith. But I do want you to know that they've come out with some studies lately, and they're starting to show, like, fish, salmon and regular fish, eating that's a little better than fish oil pills and all that kind of stuff, that for years we've said, oh, it's okay, it's okay. But those kinds of things, though they're not bad and though they can help you, sometimes just the natural stuff that we've already had is really good for us. So I'm telling you that even some, like me, even though I take vitamins, there's some things I'm just trying to get back to natural foods here, because sometimes quick things are still good for us, but they might not be as good as the slower process of stuff. Now I'm going to tell you something else that's funny, just because it's not really funny, it's reverencing. You know, they just came out with a study that all these schools and colleges have done, and guess what? There's three things that people do to try to relax and to get time out or to get energy. And they have found out that coffee, even though there's been all these studies about coffee and how you shouldn't drink it before you go to bed and all this other stuff, they said that coffee absolutely does not really consistently affect someone's sleep. Your quality of sleep is not going to be bothered even if you drink coffee late. But the study also said that alcohol and tobacco products absolutely affect your health and your sleep. Sometimes people say, well, I'm going to throw a few back and drink my problems away, and this helps me rest. The problem is, guess what? Doesn't give you good rest. That's why the only time you got peace is when you're drunk. It actually takes away from your quality of sleep. Well, no, Pastor, when I drink too hard and I'm knocked out, I'm telling you, I sleep good. Yeah, but you wake up and you're sore and you're groggy and you're all this. It actually drains your quality of sleep. Then the other thing I'm going to tell you tonight is tobacco. Do you know that out of those three things I told you, coffee does nothing to bother your sleep. Alcohol affects your sleep in a negative way. But did you know that tobacco disrupts your healthy sleep more than any of those legal products I just told you about? They say that tobacco, people smoke to calm down, but they're actually self-stressing and taking themselves on a worse journey by smoking. It's better to pray and get peace in your heart and let God help you with difficult things. Now, I'm going to tell you, smoking, especially late at night, it actually makes you more weak and tired when you wake up, and it drains you from what they call rest sleep more than any other product. Now, I don't know why I'm telling you. I'm just sharing good facts with you. Encourage people. Help people. But I also want you to tonight get ready, because Bishop is going to drop something in us that we really need. Amen? Hallelujah. Bishop, speak freely to us. Speak from your innermost whatever God's put in you. Hallelujah. God bless.
Praise the name of the Lord. I say again, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm so grateful to be here. And I want first to introduce my wife. She has never been to Ohio. In this place. So we have been married for the last 43 years. And so we thank the Lord for His grace. We have 5 kids. And plus him. He's the firstborn. So I told him I want to give him land. And the wife is saying it is so far. But once you have taken a son, you give him land. Amen. And so we are so grateful for his grace. We have now many grandchildren. very many grandchildren. Amen. And so we are so grateful. We love you so much, son. Love you with all my heart. All your brothers and sisters love you. You know that. Amen. Amen. And we don't only love you. We are in love with you. When you are in love with somebody, you love him. Have you known that most marriages, people love one another, but after they start, they are in love with one another. They don't want to leave anybody far, but after 2 years, they just love one another. They are not in love with one another. We also want to be in love with God. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, I want to greet you and say hello, bring you greetings from Nairobi, Kenya.
Hello. Buenas fiwe. I'm saying praise the Lord. My name's Pauline Nyatuka. I love Christ as my personal Savior. Thank you very much for having us here. We love your pastor and his wife. They are really good and great people. God bless you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Father, give us a wonderful moment that we adore you. We glorify your name. We know you are our Savior who has called us at such a time as this. We don't take it for granted. Jehovah, we know it's by your grace that we have come to know you. Bless the church today. Bless us all here. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. I want to speak words. Actually, I wanted to preach something, but when they started speaking, I thought they directed me to speak what I want to speak now. Praise the name of the Lord. I have been a church minister for many years, and by His grace, I thank the Lord so much that thus far He has brought me. We have passed through difficult moments, and step by step, I have been a pastor of one person. I had only one member, and one day I told her, "You will be sweeping the church," and that's the time just she has been saved. And so I tried to preach; people were not coming to church. Amen. I always preached over 50 houses, and all of them say we are coming, but nobody comes. All of them get saved, but nobody comes. It was a difficult moment for me. And I have been a pastor of 12 people. And I have struggled. It took those people to get something like $30. It took them 1 year. They didn't have money. What they brought as offering sometimes is eggs and corn and little things. Passing through such moments is difficult, but you keep on keeping on. I'm so proud of you as a congregation. And your pastor, his wife is a very powerful minister. And God is preparing her for great things. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to pray that every fear will be punished, removed forever. We are not a slave of fear. Put your hand on your chest and say, I am not a slave of fear. Yes, you are not a slave of fear. And I believe in you. You are not a slave of fear. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Raise up your hand and say, I am a child of God. Shout and say, I am a child of God. Amen. So, life sometimes, like now, God has chosen this church for greatness. This church is going to be, is becoming great. And it has started. I've passed through your building. I'm so much touched by what God is doing. God never allows everybody to build his church. Sometimes when he wants to build his church, he will let so many people run away so that those who have been chosen will do his work. Praise the name of the Lord. In 1994, we were having almost something like 1 acre of people. That's almost, we were almost 10,000 people. But when I mentioned building, people started moving one by one. One by one. But those who remained with us, God blessed them. I told them, start taking parking. Nobody had a vehicle. I had bought an old vehicle. I had not bought it. Actually, I was given by another lady. It was an old Volkswagen. So from my home to the church was 8 kilometers. So what the car was not moving. So I told my children, remain, go to nearby churches while we go down there to preach. They said, no, we will go all together. So I tell them, push the car. We push this car when we reach downward. I tell them, just come in, you test. You test the car and feel the goodness of the car. Then when we reach the hill, we again push. When we reach at the church, the car goes so nicely, slowly, and I park, people think it is working. Praise the name of the Lord. There are some times we have gone without food. There is a time we ate only cabbage. You know cabbage? There was nothing to eat with it. She cooked it, and she wanted to throw away. There is something in between a cabbage, which you throw away. I told her, that will be corn. Don't throw it away. We will eat it all together. With my children, we ate it. This part of this, very many people came because they knew I had finished Bible school. Somebody decided he wants to help me. Our church was, I don't know whether you know, nylon papers. I put the nylon papers, and sometimes the wind comes and takes those papers. We tried to cover the ladies from the sun, but things were hard. And so, what happened is that I started making what they call, I wanted a tent so much. So I started shoeing something we call rag, the ones you used to carry potatoes. What do you call it? A rag? Yeah, sack, yeah, a sack. So I cut the sacks and made them into a tent. And it became the first shark tent in the city of Nairobi. Praise the name of the Lord. Life was not easy. Sometimes no money to go back, and terrible things were happening. But I said, I started by telling the people, when one pastor came, a bishop, he had a lot of money, he came and gave me 400 shillings, Kenya shillings, those about $40, and he told me, I'm going to give you three-bedroom house, and I will pay you a salary. Pay you a salary, a good salary, and I will give you a church in the city center. I told him, in this sucks, I die. Praise the name of the Lord. And he was so angry in his Mercedes car, just entered and went. I want to let you know there is a life sometimes that we go through. And this life is called a season in our life. That season, sometimes we call it a wilderness. Wilderness season. Praise the name of the Lord. In frustration, we are all here. But sometimes in frustration, you remember the times when you merely whispered the name of God and his presence immediately manifested. But now, in the stillness, you want to shout. Sometimes you have tried everything. You want to shout, God, where are you? How many have reached such a point as that? Raise up your hand. You have reached a time in your life where you say, God, where are you? Because things are not going well with me. And time of wilderness is when people start complaining. They forget God, and they start complaining. Time of wilderness, I can read you, let's read from the book of Job, chapter number 23. Verse 8 to 9. Job says terrible things here, but they are true. He says, look, I go forward, but he is not there. And I try to go backwards. He is not there. I try to go to the sides, left side or right side, but I cannot perceive him. I cannot perceive him. And so, wherever I turn, I cannot see him. You read that verse 23, chapter 23, verse 8 to 9. Sometimes in the life of Christianity, you will think things will happen instantly every day. Let me tell you, there are seasons in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. There are seasons in your life. And those seasons, you feel like making a big noise and saying, Lord, I have read the word. Where are you? I have done all I want you to do. But where are you? Is this your heart's cry today? Here. Because you may not know people. They will smile. They will look happy. They will look happily together. But inside of them, they are hurting. They are seriously hurting. And sometimes they think they are the only failures in life. They consider themselves failures. They say, I am nothing. You long to hear from God, but all you sense is silence. Sometimes you try to pray, but even prayer does not come out. Most of the time, you walk with silence. Sometimes you pray, yet your prayers seem to fall flat. Like Job, turning every way, you seek him, yet you cannot perceive him or his warnings on your behalf or his workings on your behalf. If you are going through such a situation, there are things that you have you are unable to tell pastor. You are afraid to tell him because pastor also thinks you are so strong. You say, can I say this? Welcome to the life of the wilderness. But in all this, even if you are feeling silent now, even if you feel as if God does not exist, let me give you one thing. You are not alone. Praise the name of the Lord. Raise up your two hands and say, I am not alone. Hallelujah. If you are alone, you could have gotten finished long time ago. So the fact that sometimes you think the devil is the one controlling me, demons are controlling me. No, they have no authority over you. There are angels walking with you. And the Holy Spirit is walking with you. Hallelujah. And Jesus himself is walking with you. Amen. I love that saying, I am not alone. Every time I've said that one, I am not alone. Hallelujah. In my worst moment of life, I always say, I am not alone. And I can shout and say, Lord, I know you are there. Even if you are silent, I know you are there. Hallelujah. Imagine, he's still the keeping the earth running around the sun so that you can have food to eat, so that the rain can come. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. He has kept the seasons. Sometimes the scientists, they scare us. Recently they said, some people called me and told me, oh my, it is so dry, the rain has refused completely. And at that particular time, the people they call the those who deal with rain, what do you call them? Yeah, that one. Yeah, the weather people, they announced on radio, there is not going to rain any rain in Kenya. They say it has hanged in Tanzania. They come and told me, you just pray that God will give us food. I told him, I'm not praying for food. I am going to pray for the rain to rain. Praise the name of the Lord. I am going to pray. I will pray for rain to rain. Everything was quiet. The ground was dry. There was not even one small cloud to show that the rain might come. We prayed, and there were so many people there. And after prayer, we saw the clouds start forming. And I have it even in my phone here. One of the leaders in Kenya, the women representative for all the city of Nairobi, she's the one who just wrote a message to me and said, "Oh, your prayer has been answered." This is not somebody who is born again. Praise the name of the Lord. Even you today, it doesn't matter what you are going through. You might be going through a desert, but I'm here to let you know, keep hope alive. God will answer every prayer that you have. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, you walk in the wilderness. It's not only you. Moses walked in the wilderness. This is a man who was raised in Pharaoh's house as a prince. And he had a great vision of delivering his people from bondage and slavery. But here, later in his life, he's walking in the desert in Midian. He has come out from the king's house, just staying on the hill, taking care of sheep, from being a prince to taking care of sheep. For 40 years, he hears no mention of anything, but at a particular time, most of the time when you see that word, but, everyone say, but, he's standing there. He's just watching, and he's maybe relaxing. He sees something happen, which he has never seen. He sees a fire. And from that fire, a voice. Moses, calling Moses. Maybe I came here for you, one of you here, or two people from all over Kenya. I just took a plane, came to this church to encourage you that a voice is coming to your life. There is a voice coming into your life to change your entire life. God knows you have walked in difficulty. God knows you didn't have anything. God knows that you have been living by grace. God knows you have been sick, but he healed you. And he's the one who has given you years, even up to this moment. He knows all about your history. But yet there is a voice about to come in your life, which will transform your life completely. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Say amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's give Jesus a good hand clap. You are along the side of people like Joseph. He walked in the wilderness. A person who is going to do good, try to help his brothers. He's just put in a trap somewhere to be murdered. But by the grace of God, he's sold. They sell him as a slave. And he goes to Egypt. He's doing good. But his doing good does not help him. He goes to jail. How many say, "I have been doing everything good, but every time I'm having problems"? God, what is wrong with you? Trying to do this, and it seems like you are not seeing what I'm doing, God. And you don't be scared from complaining to God. Some people say, oh, I can't complain to God. God loves you more than your father who gave birth to you. Yeah, tell him whatever you want to tell him. Moses used to ask God, how can you kill these people? You have a promise for them. You gave them a promise. Now why should we come to the desert and you finish them here? He didn't shy away from God. It's good to ask God. Sometimes children ask very useless questions to their parents. You are a child of God. Amen? Amen? You are allowed to ask him questions. All the days I used to fear, I can't even, when I spell the God with a small G, I feel like I've done a grave mistake, full of guilt. Don't have a lot of guilt in yourself. Have the joy of God in your life. Because when God wants to finish, when the devil wants to finish you, he brings guilt into your life. He puts you down. You start walking like a failure. You are not a failure. In Christ Jesus, we are not failures. Praise the name of the Lord. And so what we see here, you are sitting beside Joseph. Joseph tries people to help him. They don't help. Even when he helps them, giving them a good word, interpreting their dreams, they go to the higher offices and they forget. Another one dies. And that's how life is. But God never dies. A time comes for Joseph to come out of jail. When God says something, he's going to do it. I know there are people here who are going to raise their standard. Their standard will be raised. I am tired of being small. How many are tired of being small? I am tired of being seen as if I am not worthy. Amen? When you walk among other people, you feel you are not what? You are not worthy. But I want to tell you, you are a child of God. God is supposed to do something to you that you have never expected in your life. It's a time, many times, you are accompanied by Jesus, who after receiving the public witness of God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, he was indeed the Son of God. After being witness, given a witness from heaven, the Holy Spirit has said, has come upon him. The voice of the Father has come, said, this is my Son. The next thing which happens, he walks to the desert to be tempted by the devil. Praise the name of the Lord. To be tempted by the devil and the forces of darkness. But there, 40 days, no food. Said, change these stones. But Jesus uses the word of God. It is written. Hallelujah. Even me, it is written. If I trust the Lord, he will take care of me. It is written by faith. The church shall live by faith. Raise up your hand and say, the church shall live by faith. It is written. And Moses is telling the Israelites, look at these Egyptians for the last time. You will never see them again. They will get finished in the Red Sea. And even you, look at those things which have been troubling you. By faith, you will live. By faith, you will overcome. By faith, you will make it to tell the story. Raise up your hand and say, I will make it to tell the story. Shout to tell the story. Hallelujah. 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 Raise up your two hands. Say, I am somebody.
I am somebody.
Raise up your two hands and do like this. I am somebody.
I am somebody.
Because I know somebody. Hallelujah. And tell yourself, hallelujah. Tell the person next to you, look at me. Do like this to him. Tell him, look at me. Hallelujah. Look at me. I am occupying. Tell him, I am occupying. I have no fear. He said, in these last days, I am moving forward. Hallelujah. Most of the time, listen to me, the procession of the wilderness travelers is long. It's very long. Something that has taken 6 months, when you are in the wilderness, you think you have lived there for 7 years. It is long sometimes. People can try counselors, but they cannot be able to help. And you feel, I am a failure. For the wilderness is a necessary time. It's a necessary season in the life of every child of God. It's a necessary what? It's a necessary season for you. You think it is so bad for you, but it's unnecessary. There's a time I stopped these small vehicles. It was raining heavily. I tried to stop the vehicle to give me a lift or I pay. But the person went so fast, he didn't care. Yet I thought he knows me. But do you know what happened? After a few minutes, I was told a car has crashed in front. It was that car which I had cast. The driver, I said, this man is so bad. I don't know, this one is so bad. I was so angry with him. But he left me because he was saving me. Some things have happened to you for a reason. To save your children. To save your life. Some things happen to you for a particular reason. Praise the name of the Lord. We wish it could be bypassed, the life of the wilderness. We watch for a shortcut or detour. But there isn't one. We try a shortcut, there is no shortcut. Once you are going into the wilderness, you must pass through it and overcome it. It is the route to the promised land. Remember that. And the promised land cannot be attained without passing through the wilderness. Are you hearing, my friend? You cannot go to Canaan without passing through the desert. And so, if you are facing some things in your office, in your life, with your family, the awareness, when you once you are aware, I am in the desert, it becomes so easy to go through. But because you are not aware, you say always, what is this happening to me? What is happening to me? I can't get a job quickly. I cannot achieve what I want quickly. But I want to tell you, if you want to build a house, you must carry the trees. You must give money. You must give yourself time to be there. Hallelujah. Our understanding of this time or season is imperative if we are to make it to the promised land. Because every one of you, there is a promised land for you. you have it. Amen? There is a promised land. It doesn't matter whether you are 90 years. God is going to do something to your life that you never thought before. The Bible says the children of Issachar had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. In the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 32, they had an understanding of times. Because they understood the timing of God, the sons of Issachar knew what Israel ought to do. So, when we are passing through this moment, difficult moment in our life, we ought to know what to do. Because God, through that channel, will use his servants mostly to speak to you. Don't go and start worshiping idols in the wilderness. Because wilderness does not is not moved by the idols. It's God who started the good work in you. And the same God who started a good work on you, he is going to complete it. Whether witchcrafts come to you, whether people come against you, whether your brothers deny you, whether they talk about you all over the town, it is not, your future is not based on what people say in town. Your future is in the hands of God. And I want to tell you, your name is written in the palm of God's hands. Hallelujah. Those who understood the times and the season of the Spirit will know what God wants to accomplish and will respond wisely. Those without the understanding of God's times and the season will not know what he is trying to accomplish in their lives and will act unwisely. Explaining this, you go and read Luke chapter 12, verse 54 to 56. Look, what does it say? It says, wherever you see a crowd rising out of the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming. And so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be hot weather. And there is. But hypocrites, he says, hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But how is it you do not discern this time? This is the worst moment in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. This particular time, there is something happening. There is an increase of sin all over the world. People are murdering one another. The time they were killing one another here in our country, there came young men who heard about what was happening here. They started cutting everybody with pangas and machetes in a place called Mombasa. Sin has increased. Immorality increasing. At a time like this, if we read time, God is wanting to bring revival. Because when the devil comes as a flood, God will always raise the standard. And the Bible says, where sin is so much, grace much more abounds. And we are waiting for the revival. Hallelujah. Raise up your two hands and say, I am waiting for a revival. Say, a revival. A revival. Amen. And the revival comes to convert the church. You know, the church was already there. There were people with Jesus. There were 12 disciples. But look at their Look at their behavior. One who loved him so much. People come to church and say, Jesus, I will never leave you. Even if what? I will never run away from you. But at the same time, when Jesus is put, he's being beaten in the temple. Peter denies Jesus. The church is having problems. One has denied Jesus. Another one, he is there every day. He loves fellowship. He loves his pastor. But he doubts. When he's being told a building will come up here, a great building, and we are going to have a great church, children will be born again, the Spirit of the Lord will move among the youth, and the power of the Lord will move along the elders, they will dream dreams, victory will be realized, they doubt. Another one, not only denied Jesus, but he sold him by the name of Judas Iscariot. But I want to let you know this. When revival comes, those who are finished, like Peter, they are brought back to life. Praise the name of the Lord. The man who was denying Jesus yesterday, the same man is the man who stands in Jerusalem and says, this is what was prophesied by Joel in the book of Joel chapter 2, verse 28. That in the last days, the promise of the Father will come. And every church has a time for this promise of the Father. And I know this church has got. This is our time for the promise of the Father. Look at what God is doing in this village. Hallelujah. I want to promise you, Pastor, this estate has been given to you. And you have been given the materials and everything that you need. You know, but you can be given and become like Elijah. Because Elijah went and slept under the tree. And the same said, I am the only one. Oh Lord, I am the only one. All the people have denied they are God, you are the only one. But he was speaking a lie. God tells him, there are seven people who have never knelt to the idols. Praise the name of the Lord. And do you know, that day he lost his job. God told him, go and anoint the enemies of Israel. Man by the name of Asaeli. Go and anoint Jehu to become the leader of Israel because Ahab is going. Go, anoint. Go, anoint Elisha to become the prophet. All this power was in one person. But he was acting fearful, running away from this woman called who? Jezebel. But God told him, all this power was in you. When God brings you to a town, he gives you everything in that town. Even people who have not come here, they are your people. When you pray, pray for them. Because God is planning to bring them to this church. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes you might pass through a time of wilderness when you think nothing is going to come from here. I want to let you, my friend, know that they were going to start coming. And even you say, where are they coming from? Some of them, you have not seen them, but they will come and say, "You, Pastor, we know you. Pastor, we know you. You have been here, we have been seeing you." Praise the name of the Lord. The glory of the Lord will come down in this area in the name of Jesus. The sick will be healed. The lame will walk. The deaf will hear. Hallelujah. And the people will be filled. They will feel the presence of the Holy Spirit from 10 kilometers away from here. They will feel the presence of the Lord all around. How many are ready for such a revival? God is going to touch your soul. What are you going to do? Number one, you must have a desire of revival. You must have a desire. Start saying, my Lord, I have a desire for the Holy Spirit to come into my life. Praise the name of the Lord. And change from your fear. And God is going to stand with you. God is going to stand with you. I am saying God is planning to stand with you as an individual. Praise the name of the Lord. Once this channel was going on, some people became murmurers because they heard from wrong people. Sometimes people can be 10 of them and they tell you things wrongly. Oh, we cannot go to the other side. But if God has said, God is not a liar. He will do it. When God says, I am bless you, he will bless you. And I want you to receive those blessings right now. Receive the blessings of the Lord right now. These people came and said, it is impossible. We have seen giants there. We have seen giants there. It is impossible. We can't go in. But two men who have faith in God came and said, we are able. And even you are able to receive a blessing. Raise up your hand and say, I am able.
I am able.
Shout and say, I am able.
I am able.
I am able.
I am able.
Hallelujah. Right now, I am passing through the wilderness. But I want to let you know I am able. Why am I able? My name is written in the book of life. And so Jesus has said, he will bless me. And I know he is already blessing me. Praise the name of the Lord. From those struggles that I used to have, a time came that I never went on foot down to Kayole where our church is. But God gave me a vehicle. And I started driving into that place. Because the grace of God is sufficient to supply everything that I need in my life. Hallelujah. How I long today that while they are in that desert, in the daytime there was a cloud covering them. And I see that cloud covering you all here. The cloud which covered the children of Israel is the same. Praise the name of the Lord. That cloud is covering you. Just raise up your hand and tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's covering you with your family. The cloud is covering you. That's the cloud of blessings. The cloud of grace. The cloud which preserved them. Even some people tried to come and cast them. When the man came and said, Barak and Balaam, we want to cast them. God told that prophet, you cannot cast. God is among them. The shout of the Lord is among this church. Nobody can cast you. The shout of God is in this church. There is nobody who is going to cast you. And a church is not a building. A church is the members who are seated here, who are hearing me right now. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So fear no evil. For the Son of God has been manifested to destroy every work of the enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 At night there was a fire. When it was cold in the desert, God brought the fire. And even now, he has brought the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Raise up and say, Holy Ghost fire. Amen. It's coming into your life to keep you alive. So that you don't just go as a person getting finished. You will never be finished. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes, it comes a time. This wilderness thing is so long, I cannot read it all to you because of time. But I know this, and I feel in the spirit that the blessings of God are coming down into this place where we are right now. God is doing something in people's lives. And the grace of God, which we call the heavy hand of grace, is upon your head. Just appreciate God. He has been good to you all these years. And that hand of grace will continue guiding you. Even when things go so bad in your life, even when you are dropped in your life, every friend has dropped you, every person doesn't have time with you, I want to let you know the Lord has come near you. Is next to you. And he's changed, sending angels in your life. If I give you experiences of what has happened in my life, a lot of things have happened in my life. Just in 2015, somebody wanted to plan to kill me. And do you know what he did? He went and lied to the police that I was a very bad man. And they gave them some money. And they told them, go and kill. So one day we are driving with my wife, and a vehicle comes and knocks us from behind. I told my wife, I sense this is not a normal accident. So I came out of the car and disappears into the people where people were selling things. And that moment, I failed something. The Lord picked me from there, and I moved to another road without knowing how I arrived there. In that place where I had gone, waiting for another car, I went and changed the car. I took Johnny's car, so we were traveling together to Ngong. I did not know I was being followed using my phone. And that time, I reached a place where I was to be killed. And they stopped me. The police, there were 7 of them. They had been paid. It was a tough moment. Praise the name of the Lord. It was a tough moment. There were 7. And all of those guns they were having, AK-47, they cocked. Everyone cocked the gun. Cocking means you put the gun ready. And you can hear it doing karakara, 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 karakara. At that time, wait for the next will be a bullet. But when they told me stop here, it was 8 at night. I came out of the car so graciously. I think maybe the angels carried me from that car. What happened? My wife was there. I was there. They told me, come. They told me to enter into their vehicle. When they asked me, what's your name? They had already been talking about 3 minutes. Where should we take him? And they were saying, where should we take the luggage? They were saying I was a luggage because a body is just like a luggage. Doesn't matter what people have called you, God will protect you. Praise the name of the Lord. I was in that place, and my wife was following from behind with Johnny. They were driving with a lot of speed. And when I reached where I was, the leader of that gang asked me, what is your name? I told him, I am Bishop Jefferson Nyatuka. Bishop Jefferson Nyatuka? Yeah. You? Yes. He told me, my wife is born again. And I told him, he asked me, if I asked him, my wife, does he know you? Will my wife know you? I asked you, where do you come from? He said, I come from Kapkatet. I told him, Kapkatet, we had done a crusade in Kavkatet. I told him, ask her, what happened? At that time, I told him, I told him, call her. When he called her, he asked her, do you know a bishop known as Jefferson Nyatuka? He said, yes, where is he? Let me talk with him. This is the wife telling the husband who wants to finish me. That man started crying. He took me. He did not take me to the police. He took me to another house. They were all there. But, and then the man who had lied to him, he called him, come. He thought he has killed me, but he waited until midnight. And when he came, I started asking him, what have I done to you? Is when all those policemen started disappearing. Every one of them didn't want to be there. And they said, oh, why don't you allow me to carry this man? I told him, I cannot go anywhere. But that time, the Attorney General of Kenya had known, all police stations had known, and everyone had been reported to, and things what my lawyer had come. The man just walked away and went, and I was safe. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? I preached the gospel in Kapkatet. He was there where we were preaching the gospel. Some of the things we do for God help us in life. It is my prayer that God is going to stand with you. It is my prayer that if you are sick, be healed in the name of Jesus. This time I've come to America. I was in Arkansas, and I saw that there was a woman who has been working with crutches for 40 years. And my wife was there. I told her, throw them away and run around and she ran. And even yesterday, where I was preaching the other day before yesterday, there was a man also very sick. And he was having crutch, this thing which you push. When I told him you are healed, run around. He started running. But he wanted to dance. I don't know where he got strength. He wanted to dance with everybody. And so I can witness that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is my healer. Raise up your hand and say, he is my healer. Shout and say, he is my healer. He is my protector. Hallelujah. All the times, wherever I am, he walks with me. And he sends angels to walk with me. Praise the name of the Lord. He will not let you get finished. Some of you think you are not going to make it this year. You have many more years to live. God is adding your years. The Bible says he will add. Hallelujah. He will add your years. He will give you more years. He will give you more life. Hallelujah. Those who have been walking in bitterness, life which is so bitter, it has been changed right now. The Holy Spirit is here. You are supposed to tell him, Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you because you are here with me. And he will protect you. Amen? Amen. My wife has said this time, but I must tell you, yeah, that same year, it was desert year. And we went to hospital. And people were crying because people had died while being operated. And so there was a lot of wailing. And then they said, I needed to be operated. I was taken to the same place. I slept, but I don't know how I woke up. I'm alive until today. The Lord has been good to my life. The Lord has been good to my life. And I want to let you know that wilderness is no more, but God is going to stand with you. God will stand with you. Don't fear no evil. Amen. God will take care of you, and he will stand with you. Let's all stand. May God bless you. Praise the name of the Lord. Raise up your hand up. Everybody, those who are in there, and everyone, come nearer here. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you have ever been able to speak in tongues, raise up your hand. Okay, I want you to start speaking in tongues. Start praying unto God. Tell the Lord, thank you for your ministry, Jehovah. I want your hand tonight. And also speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Praise the Lord. In any tongue, even if it is English, if you cannot speak in other tongues, you can speak in English. You can praise him. You can open your mouth and appreciate. He is the one who has made you to pass through the desert all times in your life. He is the one who has stood with you. And he will never leave you. He says he will never leave you or forsake you. Tonight, I want to let you know, he will never leave you. Jesus will never forsake you. All the time, wherever you are, even where you are going to sleep tonight, he will be with you. Shakara baba babasuka, hindiri baba babasuka, maisha kantara baba basuka, gloria rabasanda baba babasika, shakara baba basuka, shakara baba basika. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, holding closely to his throne, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Raise up your two hands and sing that song. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, holding closely to his side, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you for this wonderful moment. And tonight, I want to give you all glory and honor. Father, you have been good to us. You have stood with us. Father, you have showed us the way. Even when we were lost, you showed us the way. You have given us protection. When we were running away from you, you brought us back because of your love. God, you have been merciful to us. We have never been good people, but by your grace, you have saved our souls. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring the church before your hands. And I pray the Holy Spirit to come unto each and every person. Even tonight, because as humans we are able to baptize them in water, but Jesus, I request you to baptize each and everyone here in the Holy Spirit and fire. Let your grace come upon us tonight. Give us angels, Jehovah. Give us your hand. Give us your truth and the ways. Become our way. Become our bread. Become our wisdom. Become our future. Become our life. Father, we pray that each and every person who came here and those who are not feeling well in their lives, I command them to be healed in the name of Jesus. for you are alive and you are in this church tonight, if there is a disease here, it must obey the name of Jesus and disappear from anybody which it is trying to defer. You are not allowed disease to be in that body. I command you to run away and disappear in the name of Jesus. I cover each and every person here in the Holy Ghost. Those who are going through trials, those who are going through difficult moment, Father, I bring them unto your hands. And I put a demand before you that you, like you healed that woman on the way, you are able to stop everything which is happening there in their lives, which is painful to them. Father, bring peace which passes human understanding. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. For those who do not know even how to solve their problems, those who are facing mountains, you can be able to flatten the mountains and they become a place where people can walk. And tonight, every mountain which is in anybody's life here, it must be overcome. Must be overcome in the name of Jesus. And this name is the name we run unto and we are safe. This name which we have been given to us. We thank you for your blessing. Bless all the church. As they leave this place, I bless them. Bless them in their houses. Bless them whatever they are doing. Their jobs. Those who do not have jobs, give them jobs. Those who don't have a way, give them a way. And in every situation, Father, you will stand with them. I pray knowing that you have done it already. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now listen to me. I want you to think about sowing a seed tonight, but we're going to take some time right where you are.